From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Signatures for anti-fracking proposals along with a new tax on cigarettes and tobacco were among those turned in yesterday, which was the deadline for groups wanting to put questions in front of voters in November. Benza Berkland has more.
So far, a plan for a state-run government single-payer health insurance system is the only item that will definitely be on the ballot. Other proposals to increase setback distances for oil and gas drilling and give local governments more control still need verification. Groups turned in signatures for 5 proposals on the final day, including measures to create a presidential primary election and also open up primaries to unaffiliated voters, increasing the state's minimum wage, medical aid in dying, and making it harder to change the state constitution were already turned in. It'll take about a month for the Secretary of State's office to determine whether these measures have enough valid signatures to go before voters this fall. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The Colorado Department of Transportation is launching a Spanish-language campaign aimed at reducing impaired driving. The campaign message is the same as other messages: don't drink and drive, designate a sober driver, and allow friends to intervene if someone tries to drive while impaired. And police in Pueblo say 2 sisters, aged 3 and 5, and a 17-year-old babysitter watching them have drowned in a swimming pool. Officers responding to an emergency call yesterday tried to revive the victims at Pueblo Grand Village, a mobile home park located north of downtown. An investigation is ongoing. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.